Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the variability that we have seen in commodity prices and how that relates to what's happening in our dairy industry. One of the big changes that our dairy farms have experienced is a great increase in coal cow prices. If we look at the data from 2015, we were getting about $1.15 a pound for coal cows, but by 2019, we were only receiving about 50 cents per pound. Today, we're probably about $1.70 a pound for coal cows and over three times what we were getting back in 2019. So, in general, how do we shape up as a dairy industry when it comes to looking at our prices versus other commodities out there? The bright spot for us would be coal cow prices and the prices that we're getting for dairy calves coming off of our operations as they move into the feedlot situation. As far as the price of milk, well, we've had a slight increase, but probably not keeping up with many of the increases in expenses that we've seen over the last 10 years. However, the value that we're getting out of coal cows and calves is really helping us cover some margin issues if we were just selling those animals for the prices that we were receiving 10 years ago. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to keep track of what's happening in other ag markets and how that reflects on what we're seeing in our dairy industry.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.